Okay, Black and Shannon, we want to have our picnic out there again this year. We were out there last year, right across from the beach.
You were out there this year, you want to have it there next year?
Yeah, this year, next year.
It was in August.
Yeah, it was in August.
Okay.
We're gonna have a winter picnic, a snow picnic.
I just got here, it just says Black and Shannon reserved the pic, shelter for next year.
Okay.
So I just want to, if that's what we want to do, I'll go ahead and get it reserved now.
Something to say about discussion?
Yes.
One thing I didn't care for was standing around there in the rain, trying to get the food ready, and somebody ran on and on and on with a speech, went way beyond what I thought it should have, and the food was already at a point where it had to be eaten, and somebody was still talking, and I didn't appreciate that too much.
We can, we'll solve that.
Another thing I don't understand is why go out there when you're right here in Phillipsburg, Coldstream, you don't have to stand in the rain at all to prepare the food or eat it. And that, where we were, that wasn't working out for me. I was standing in the water.
Yeah, yes.
Trying to do things on the grill, which is being rained on.
I have no problem going back to Phillipsburg.
And it costs more.
Yes, that it does. Yes. That was $70.
Yeah. I think the, at the time that we did it, we were thinking about COVID, it wasn't sure whether they were gonna let us even do it at Coldstream because of the COVID restrictions. I think that was the reason we talked about Blackie. Am I right, or do I?
And then we also activated the park.
I think you're right, Paul. I remember us talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever put any restrictions, but I think we were concerned that they might.
They ever did. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But by next summer, hopefully, that shouldn't, you know.
I say we table it right now because it's November.
Well, the thing, when we did the thing with Blackie, everything was taken.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like.
We got lucky with that one.
Yeah. So my only thinking was, don't wait too long, because then everything's picked out and you end up with the worst pavilion. So, but.
But the one out there, like Jim said, the one out there, just, it is, it's Phillipsburg, it's closer. You know, and that, I have no problem coming back, because I like, kind of like the Coldstream too. I mean.
Yeah.
You're up out of the way, and you still have a bathroom fairly close.
Yep.
You know.
And I don't think the price is much, I think it's cheaper now than it was. You have electricity out there, I don't think they charge too much more for that.
No, they don't charge at all for that. It's it was $25, I think.
I think it's just one.
One price, yeah. It's one price, and the electricity's there, so, because out there we had to drag our own.
Yeah.
So.
How far in advance do we normally reserve Coldstream?
We could probably do that March, April, let's say.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's not a lot of functions out there at Coldstream in August, you know, and we usually have our picnic.
The only reason I wanted it on the agenda is just because the longer you wait, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I think springtime, around the spring, it was easier to get in there.
Yeah.
I never had a problem getting the date set up.
Yeah, and your question about a speech before the, that's gonna, that won't happen.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, we just should have scheduled it better.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So,